Hello and welcome to the Access Baseball Podcast. I'm your host, Vin Massana. We're filming live today from the town of Brookhaven headquarters with very special guest, Paul Gibson. Paul's the head coach over at Center Mariches, one of the premier programs on Long Island, won the Long Island Championship as recently as 2022. They also won it in 2018 and 19, as many people probably remember the undefeated season. So, Paul, how's the offseason going? How's it going so far?
Thanks for having me, Vin. The offseason is going well. We're kind of in a little bit of a resting phase right now. Most of the guys in the program are very active in summer ball, fall baseball, so we kind of take November off, and then we're going to get going again next week in the beginning of December and get our winter workout program going and then launch from there.
Awesome. And you guys had a good season this year, lost to Babylon in the best of three county finals. I mean, what were some of your takeaways now, looking back on it, now the dust has settled? I mean, Babylon really, they put together one of the most remarkable seasons of recent memory, being able to almost run the table, something that you guys were able to do, but obviously still a very impressive task. So now that you had a couple months to reflect on it, what were your takeaways from 2023?
So just back to Babylon, I mean, we played them seven times last year. So we had a three-game series, an individual game, and then we played them in a three-game county championship. And, you know, we had the misfortune of running into Dan Madsen five of those seven times, and he's an extreme competitor, and he's actually the one that had the game-winning hit in the bottom of the seventh in the county championship. And just had a wonderful season and just a very competitive, good kid.
Yeah, it was just one of those things that was tough to explain, that every time they found themselves in a close game, they really were able to come out on the winning end of that, and that was something that you guys have done in the past as well. So who were some of the players that were impact guys that will be back for you in 2024?
So in 2024, we'll be bringing back a majority of our guys. We only lost one starter in Riley Morris. He was a big part of the pitching staff and our infield. Mm-hmm. But we do return Joe Hiller, infielder, right-handed pitcher, Braden Ramada. We have some young guys in JT Bonventry, and who else we got coming up right now? Luke Rebor, another one that's coming back but still a young kid, and we have big expectations for these guys and plan for a big season.
And Luke is a speedy outfielder, right? He's got some rare speed. I think he's got like the record for the 100-meter dash or something like that.
Yeah, Luke was actually a dual-sport athlete in the spring and made all-league in track as well as baseball. So that's pretty impressive on the varsity level for a kid that was in ninth grade last year.
Yeah, and I just wanted to touch on Riley. I should have mentioned the guys that that graduated. He was the big name. I think he was all county pitcher for you last year. What did he bring to the program, and what do you think that's going to mean now, him not being there?
He was just an impressive leader for us, and we've needed that the past few seasons because we've been really, really young. Mm-hmm. And without that senior leadership, you're left in a tough spot. Riley was very good with keeping the younger guys in check. He was very good with communicating with the players and setting the tone for a competitive just way of play.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to segue over to another venture that you're working on. So MVP East travel baseball program. You guys have really solidified yourselves as one of the top programs now on Long Island. So can you tell our audience a little bit about how that came to be and, you know, the growth that you guys have had in a short period of time?
Yeah, so I guess it's two falls ago, Pete Criticos came up with the idea of starting MVP baseball and really focusing on the aspect of development and pushing guys to the college level. And he started to expand the program. We have locations in Charlotte and Florida, down in Texas, and now I've kind of established a location for East End Long Island kids to be under the MVP banner.
And what were some of the trips that you guys went on this year? We all know how much travel baseball, how much of a commitment it could be to guys, but they're very rewarding at the same time too. Getting ready, being able to experience some of the top tournaments in the country.
You know, in the last few years, I've had the fortune of going down to the WWBA in Georgia, the Boston Open, the underclass in Fort Myers, some tournaments at Diamond Nation. You know, we've had the ability to kind of travel around and have the opportunity to see strong competition up and down the East Coast, and also have a lot of exposure to college coaches, which is really at this age and this point in travel baseball, that's the main goal.
Mm-hmm. And who were some of the impact guys that you had on your summer team this year?
So this past summer, I had a young team that's coming up. So they were mostly seventh graders last year, coming into eighth grade. Mm-hmm. But I did have some good players on the team. One in particular, or two in particular. We have Rich Roberts, who I expect to have a shot to make the varsity at Center Riches as an eighth or ninth grader. Mm-hmm. Tremendous infielder. Great instincts. And then I had another player by the name of Nick Lawrence who will he will go to St. John the Baptist next year, but unbelievable talent, great lefty bat, and already around 80-81 on the mound as an eighth grader. So those two players I think will start to make the move into that college development process very soon.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think some people don't realize when it comes to the travel baseball circuit? I mean, from my perspective, I think, you know, the phrase iron sharpened irons kind of comes to mind where, you know, these guys, you want to have them be exposed to high-level baseball during the summertime, right, and not just playing on local town teams or playing against their friends. It does seem to benefit to spread their wings and go out and play the best of the best, right?
Definitely does. I mean, as a younger kid, a junior high kid, you know, it's more important the development aspect of it and to get games under your belt. And then as you get older and go up the ladder, you know, the competition is a huge key. Mm-hmm. But to be perfectly honest, we find good competition on Long Island. We find it in New Jersey. You know, you can find it anywhere as long as you're picking the right events. And the talent's out there. You know, it's getting stronger and stronger based on kids just putting more time into their craft.
Mm-hmm. And one other thing I wanted to touch on. So, Town of Brookhaven, you guys have the new complex that opened up in Selden. I'm sure a lot of people will become familiar soon enough. Do you think that's something that's going to elevate the brand of Long Island baseball even more now that we have more and more high-level, high-quality facilities for young athletes to play on?
Yeah, the new facility is beautiful. It's a you know, one turf field and then another stadium field with stadium seating, a press box, scoreboard, the whole nine yards. It's really has the look of like a very nice college stadium. Mm-hmm. We have some plans this year to have the high school playoffs, high school county championships take place there. You know, we're going to look towards trying to host the Long Island, maybe even states one day, and just continue to build our brand with Town of Brookhaven Baseball.
Yeah, I think that would be huge because a lot of people get turned off with having to go up to Binghamton every year. It would really be great if Long Island could get that opportunity to have all eyes on it for that weekend, which, you know, is everyone's ultimate goal is winning that state championship. So, and finally, so now that you guys have all this success under your belt in terms of Center Reach, I'm sorry, that's my alma mater, Center Riches Baseball, how important is it that, you know, the older guys that graduate from the program come back and maybe pay it forward and help out with the younger players on the team now?
You know, we're really, really fortunate to have older guys like that were really involved with the program come back, you know, during our playoff runs when college ball finishes. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't uncommon to see 10, 12 of those guys that played with us in the past come down to see, you know, Jordan Falco, David Falco, Alec Meg, Matt Alfano. Mm-hmm. You know, I could keep going down the list, but these guys, they took pride in the program and they take pride in seeing the program continue its tradition. You know, that's one of the aspects of our town that I think is really cool is that we have that small town feel and we kind of work together and those guys just do a great job paying it forward.
Yeah, I think that their legacy will be remembered for a long time. No one's going to forget an undefeated state championship season and to have back-to-back. I mean, it just kind of solidifies their legacy with the program. So if our audience wants to inquire about MVP East End, how can they do so?
They can do so through our website, themvpbaseball.com. They also can directly contact me via Instagram or Facebook. which a lot of people have done so far, and we really appreciate the support of the program and really excited the way that it's built up in a quick period of time.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Access Baseball Podcast.